appalling.
Boris Johnson's accommodation, food and travel for 3 days cost the Saudis £14,000. But he is just one of many MPs enjoying their relationship with the Saudi royals. So far, 50 MPs have been named in parliamentary papers for accepting free trips from the Saudis.
Hundreds of thousands of Saudi petrodollars are being pumped into Parliament in the form of luxury gifts and so-called donations. And in return, very little criticism for a government with one of the worst human rights records is coming out of the Houses of Parliament. And meanwhile, the Saudi war on Yemen, described as one of the worst humanitarian crises of our times, goes on unabated.
The UK continues to sell arms to Saudi Arabia 3 years into the Yemen war, and Prime Minister Theresa May has stopped short of calling for a ceasefire, instead throwing her weight behind the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen to the condemnation of the opposition Labour Party. Parliamentary transparency rules dictate that MPs declare any gifts or donations they receive, so they can't be accused of conflicts of interest. But critics say politicians should not be taking money from authoritarian regimes or dictatorships with appalling human rights records.
The Saudis flash the cash before these British politicians' eyes, and then that means that those British politicians turn a blind eye to the malignant influence of Saudi Arabia on the international stage. So, for example, when it comes to condemning Saudi Arabia's barbaric, atrocious war against the people of Yemen, these politicians who have been wined and dined by Riyadh, Conservatives and Labour alike, fail to condemn it.
The tepid Western response to the murder and decapitation of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul is just another example of Saudi Arabia's influence in the Western world. Bianca Rahimi, Press TV, London.